support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J.
All right. Well, we have our next guest here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very good. And you?
Fantastic. Go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
Hi, I'm Oliver Widler. I'm co-founder and CTO of Flappy Technologies. And we are solving the biggest problem that cat owners face, which is their cats bringing home all types of prey. So being, birds, mice, snakes, basically whatever you can imagine, they bring it home.
Okay. I remember this email.
Nice.
And I remember thinking, gotta have them on the show. So I'm so glad you put in an app. So how do you deal with this?
Yes, exactly. Well, first of all, obviously, we had the problem ourselves. I grew up with cats.
You
wake up in the morning. It was always like, do I ignore the dead mouse on the stairs or do I, pick it up, clean it up? So in the beginning, it was just like adjusting, putting a camera on the existing cat door that we already had.
Okay.
Working with that. But we then moved from that to developing our own cat door, which you can see here. This is Flappy. It basically works just like any other cat door that is on the market.
Okay.
We made sure that we got rid of the bit boring design, which is mostly just, a square that you put into. Exactly. We have controls up here, so you can manually lock the entry, lock the exit.
Okay.
So
you don't have to, put down a thing.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. We wanted that to be also a bit more modern. We have chip detection, so that we make sure that only your cat is allowed to come inside because you don't want to have any other animals or other cats inside your home.
You don't want the raccoon
from
the garbage can to come inside.
Exactly. Maybe he brings other gifts.
Yeah.
And then the most innovative thing is we have a prey detection.
Okay.
That means if you go, this is the outside part. Up here we have a motion detector. And the most important thing down here is we have a camera. Okay. That camera can also see during the night.
Explains the shirt.
Explains the shirt, obviously. So every time that your cat wants to enter, the camera goes on and it scans the face and detects prey. And so as soon as we detect prey, it locks the door and the cat has to stay outside until it drops the prey, gets rid of it, and then tries again. And then obviously it's more than welcome to come back inside.
Okay. It's clever. It's a really good idea. Not been a cat person.
Yep.
But have lots of friends who are, and you hear about it frequently.
Absolutely. The numbers are huge, actually.
Yeah?
So we're from Switzerland. So in Switzerland, almost all cats are outdoor cats. In the U.S., it's a bit different. There's more indoor cats than, let's say, in Europe. But alone, in Switzerland and Germany, you have over 15 million households that have cats. So, and that's just households. The number of cats are much, much higher.
Right.
And so I believe if I'm correct, just in Switzerland alone, which is a small country, cats kill 20 million birds per year. And that's only birds. So if you add that up, sum that up globally, it goes into billions of animals that they kill. And most of the time they want to bring it home.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want that. We had a story, where someone's two-year-old daughter ate the dead mouse. So you have also diseases coming inside and so on. So it's a real problem.
Yeah. That's terrible. Oh, my goodness.
Not nice to hear, yeah.
So, obviously, this came from a personal place.
Yeah, absolutely.
How did you decide that this was the solution?
So, it needs to be very convenient for the user. We don't want him to worry about anything at all. And luckily, I study robotics and AI. And so, I was always a person that just tried out some stuff. And so it was obvious to me to use computer vision, AI, to try to tackle that problem.
Okay.
Because with that, you can do everything automatically, and that right now everything's AI, which is also good for us. So we didn't have to think twice to integrate that.
Sure. Where are we in the process on this?
So I started developing it on it 2 years ago during university, finished it, and then we decided to go, full in on it. We did a crowdfunding campaign through our website that alone in Switzerland, Germany, and Austria did, you know, like more than 600 pre-sales already, which helped us develop the whole cat store. So we're completely self-funded, and we're now in the industrialization phase. So we will have that on the market in late spring of this year.
Okay.
And then obviously it's about expanding as fast as possible. And yeah, I'll just go to the US then.
All right. So what kind of price point are we looking at, and what kind of a timeline are we hoping?
Yeah. On that? So right now, obviously, we have a bit of a discount on the pre-sale. That's 370 Swiss francs, which is a bit same almost with US dollars.
Okay.
And a retail price is going to be 399.
Okay.
I mean, you can expect this to last, you know, 5 to 10 years. So it's a one-time investment. The prey detection will be free all of the time. It will come with an application, because obviously you want to, you know, you want to see the footage that it makes. We have lots of additional features on there, but the prey detection will always be free. We make sure that if you have it connected to the internet, we give you always the newest prey detection model, so you're always staying up to date, and that should be for free because that's what users pay for. And then there's going to be lots of other features that are going to be integrated on top, which can then be subscription-based.
Okay. So you mentioned connected. Does it do the processing locally?
Yes.
Okay.
So, because the problem is you cannot control how good the internet connection is with people.
That was exactly it.
Exactly. You got it. So, like, let's say someone has it in their garage. You don't know if it's good internet. So, we need to be, like, really fast. You know, sometimes they run around the corner. So, we need to be, yeah, as fast as possible, split second. So, everything happens locally. And then, you know, if we go into other stuff, like, let's say, detecting how they walk, for example, for a future project, that does not have to be locally, so that then can be on our servers as well.
Gait analysis for the cat.
Absolutely. So that's like the whole health part where you can go into then at a later stage.
Okay. Fascinating. So my concern was alleviated, but my concern was we don't want to lock the cat out just because the internet goes out.
Ah, I see.
Right? Oh, the internet went down. The router is rebooting or whatever. Oh, no.
That would be terrible.
Cat's got to stay outside. Now you're undoing the training of you can't come in until you put down the rat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That would be terrible.
Everything's fine. Why am I not allowed inside?
So the cat turns off the Wi-Fi and alerts.
There you go.
No, so even, like, you know, maybe not everyone wants to connect it to the internet. Mm-hmm. Maybe not everyone has internet connection, so it also works without internet connection. We just say it's basically your own fault because you're not getting the newest model, you're not getting all the additional features.
Sure.
But it needs to work regardless of internet.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
If people want to find out more about this, how can they do that?
Exactly. So we are on flappydoors.com. You can find us there. You can also make a pre-reservation to get Flappy as soon as it's in your country available. And we hope to hit your market soon.
Very cool. Well, thanks for coming and showing this off today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely.
Have a great day.
Have a good rest of the show.
Thank you very much.
The Tech Podcast Network CES 2024 coverage is executive produced by Michelle Mendez. Technical directors are Kurt Corliss and Adam Barker. Associate producers are Nancy Ertz, Clinton Millsap, Sergio Velasquez, and Terry Willingham. Voiceover by Aaron Hurst. Our hosts are Marlo Anderson, Don Bain, Todd Cochran, Scott Ertz, and Christopher Jordan. Studio and equipment are provided by Plughits Productions. This has been a Tech Podcast Network broadcast, copyright 2024.